Meanwhile, Iron Man lands in Australian outback so that
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
What? We're doing the intro.
X-Men 97 drop, girl.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck everything else. That's all we're going to talk about. Fuck it. Hit the music. Hello, everybody. Welcome to CBQ Legacy Comic Book Queers. I'm your host, Evil Jeff, and with me, as always, is Brett.
Hi, this is a very, late breaking episode.
Momentous occasion because
yes,
because you know we say we're comic book queers. We are X-Men queers. We like to talk about the X-Men. The X-Men. There has been nothing from the MCU of the X-Men. Nothing. Little hints, a little bit of here, a little bit of Beast at the end of the Marvels.
A little bit of Beast.
A little bit of Kamala saying that she's a mutant. A little bit here and there, just like
little droplets, niblets. Bones.
Not yesterday, though, man.
No. Yesterday we had a full ass meal. Girl, bitch, so we're going to talk about X-Men 97.
Should we do a 1, 2, 3?
I mean, sure.
Let's do X-Men 97. 1, 2, 3.
It changed my life. What the fuck? I cannot.
Okay. I'm going to recount some moments just in the past. For me, WandaVision. Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Yes. We're here.
Krakoa.
We're
here. The Moira reveal.
Oh yes.
This is that high of
this
that
is God tier. This is legendary. God-tier.
The only thing I am upset about is the showrunner was fired.
No. I'm hearing now he walked.
He left.
We don't know. I am hearing that fired was a completely wrong situation. Like they didn't capture the situation right. I can't talk. I'm so excited about this show that he actually walked. And so who knows what the truth is? Who knows why? All we know is Bo DiMeo put together a fantastic show.
I'm just so scared because this is so good. I feel that this is getting such excitement that I feel this will get another season.
Many other seasons, girl.
I'm just worried, like, if him leaving, will that affect how great this is?
Absolutely, because this thing is gay as hell, and that was him. I cannot be convinced otherwise. He made this so queer.
And people are like, it was woke. Yeah, the fuck it was, bitch.
It's the fucking X-Men. Like, let's move on.
It's the fucking X-Men. The X-Men is fucking woke, and I'm here for it. Do I want fucking slutty Gambit dressed as Earring Magic Ken? Fuck yeah, I do.
What is happening? Punk rock midriffs. Yeah, midriffs.
And it is like people also really like, why are they wearing that? You're like, 97. It's in the title. This is 1997, bitches.
This is a show where the men are sluts and the women get shit done.
Yes.
This show is for the gays.
Also, this show is not just for the gays. It's not just for the gays. It's not just for the people that love the original cartoon. It is for people that read all of the comics because these are deep dive comic book moments.
Of the era. Yes. Of the era, girl. Like, yes. This is not modern. This is this era of storytelling. We are doing Inferno. We are doing Life Death. We are doing fucking Rogue and Magneto.
I did not see that shit coming. I did not. Fuck.
Girl, okay. When I tell you, so I'm sitting. So set the scene of what was the context in which you watched it?
I was waiting because my fiance Joe had to get home because he wanted to watch it because he loved the cartoon and his brother's staying with us right now. So he was taking a nap and I was like, wake him the fuck up. You're home. I was like, everybody, we're sitting down. Watching this. But of course, they all keep turning to me because I keep saying, oh my God, it's Valerie Cooper. Oh my God, this is this. Same. Oh my God, it's this. And they're just like, what is this? And I kept having to pause to be like, no, you don't fucking understand, because this happened in the fucking comic. This is this and this is that. And they're doing this. They're, oh my God, they're doing that. That's fucking Roberto da Costa. That's fucking Sunspot. Freaking out every five fucking seconds.
Oh, I'm watching it with, you know, non-comic book husband, but who is so excited because I'm so excited. And like, this is an experience.
Joe said the same thing. He was like, I haven't seen you this happy in a very long time.
I'm wearing my X-Men 97 pants. Like, my nephew got me X-Men 97 like pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
I am rocking those. Like, yeah. I am in it. So I am
straight up beating off watching this show.
Oh, I am standing up and just, it's one loud scream for like maybe like two episodes, just one loud scream. So there are moments where, and he got into it because this show is so soapy. It is so dramatic. And my husband was like, I felt like he was eating it up. Magneto says hi to Rogue. I turn to him and I go, you know, they used to fuck in the comics.
I said the same thing. I'm like, they used to be a thing. Oh,
and then when she makes that face and I stand up and I go, are we doing it?
It's literally parallel lives. I was the same thing.
I'm like, dead.
You're fucking doing it because that's the other thing, is the Rogue Magneto thing. That happened right when the X-Men comics split, when the first, right before they started.
End of the Outback era.
Yeah, where he decided to go back to being evil because they were, like, together.
Yes.
When Carol Danvers and her split apart and
Magneto killed
Carol Danvers.
Oh, my God.
Chose her, and then they had the whole thing, but he chose to kill Zaladane. And then they had to end their relationship. They had X-Men Legacy? I think they kind of...
Yeah,
reconnected a little bit, but there was always something there. But to bring in him while she's also flirting with Gambit, delicious.
And let's not forget, she was also with Joseph, right? When Joseph he built that machine that suppressed her power so that they could touch. Remember that?
Yeah, but
it was like the Joe Majuera days.
That wasn't real Magneto, though.
No, it was Joseph, but I'm saying they even did a thing in the cartoon where it looked like Magneto's powers.
Was using his powers so that he could suppress it. The touch. Yes.
And so they took that Joseph shit and they baked it in there.
Oh, right. That's where that's from. Okay, right.
Okay. Right. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing they did. This is big. They're doing Jean, Madeline, Baby Nathan without making Scott look like a piece of shit.
Yes.
Scott just doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
They're also taking the qualities of Scott and making him not a whiner.
Wait, everybody on the internet is like, wait a minute, is Cyclops cool? And the other half of the internet was like, yes, you fools. That's what we've been saying. Cyclops literally split the internet in half. You are either, wait, what? Or we told you so today.
And also, can we also talk about the first moment he comes in and shoots his fucking concussive forced optic blast? This is the most accurate version of what his powers are I have ever seen, ever.
Amazing. He did a backdash. He grabs Sunspot and he blasts the floor and goes flying backwards.
He flies out of a plane and uses the blast to get him to land safely.
And that's my friend Steve pointed out, that's a move they've rehearsed because nobody went to grab Cyclops. They knew.
No, they knew he could take care of it.
They have a protocol. They have a black... That plane blowing up and them all falling out, I stood up.
And then Storm and Rogue just look at each other like, we got this.
And they know who to go after because it's all planned, because that's Scott Summers.
And then
Scott Summers.
Let's also talk about Morph.
Let's talk about my favorite character on the show. Yes.
Because
let's
Morph,
do that.
Was he more of a mystique where he just turned into other people, or was he like a mimic?
No, he was a mystique.
Where he was turning into other full-on
I feel
X-Men.
Like he was a mystique. Like he was always turning into like other characters, but not
he's
being their powers.
Full-on mimic. It's like fucking mimic.
It's incredible.
Ah!
And he's giving you all of the characters we're not otherwise going to see, which is incredible. Like maybe we'll, I'm sure we'll see the real Psylocke at some point. But bitch, he turned into Psylocke and starts fighting the executioner.
And then
the executioner
turned into fucking Lady Deathstrike, turning into the Blob. What?
Colossus?
Colossus.
Wait, girl. What was the best moment where he turned into somebody? Because I fell the fuck out.
When he turned into Jean?
When he turns into Sabretooth goads Logan to wrestle him, and Logan sprays him and covers him with beer, and they roll around laughing while he's as dick. And then he sucks his dick. I couldn't believe it. Morph is definitely played queer. Definitely just
very
is.
Non-binary. I think they changed his look so he can be like, or they can be like non-binary because they can be anything.
Incredible.
And they still showed like when Morph had to like go like in a public setting, it went back to the old cartoon.
Black
face.
Hair Morph. Yeah.
Let's set the scene for people if you haven't seen it yet. Basically, the cartoon ended back in, when did it end? In like 2000?
I mean, before that.
So it ended in the 90s.
Oh, it's called X-Men 97. So I guess it ended in 96,
okay,
97.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. And so then it ends with Xavier dying. So this picks up with Gyrick had assassinated Xavier. He's in jail. Jean is pregnant. Cyclops and Jean are thinking about leaving the team.
Because she keeps saying that they should.
Yeah, being like, it's our turn to just have a family.
Yeah.
Who is this? What does all that sound like?
Yes. Thank you.
Sounds a little bit like Madeline Pryor when she's like, let's leave the team.
Girl, as soon as she said, I'm going to name him Nathan, I turned to my husband. I said, that is not Jean Grey. And he said, what do you mean?
You picked up that it wasn't Jean Grey. So you think?
Oh, absolutely.
So you think the real Jean Grey is the one who came through the door at the end?
But she was fainting. That other Jean Grey didn't faint once.
Yeah,
that's not Jean Grey.
That's so smart. The other thing that I feel that this means, because here's another spoiler, is they're doing the Storm does lose her powers. But we have a Madeline Pryor telling Cyclops to leave the group, but he doesn't want to because he doesn't trust Magneto, and Storm doesn't have her powers. Do we sense another?
Do we see where this is going?
Do we see a Storm battling Cyclops without her powers and winning scene happening?
Absolutely.
Ah! And
can I yes and this and take it to where I am dying for it to go?
Go.
Storm beats him. He leaves and he meets Emma Frost. Can we please do that? Can we please do that? Please. Can we please do that?
I don't know. It's hard to bring Emma Frost in with Madeline and with Jean.
Is it though?
Here's the other thing that I think that's interesting though, that might be a clue. Because I remember, because Joe called out, when Jean started using her telekinesis, he's like, her telekinesis was always red. Why is it blue?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. Wasn't it blue, though?
Was it blue?
Yeah, I think it was. It was blue.
It was always blue?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then he lied to me.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry.
We have. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is. It's also, we're dealing with. What is this? They're not the pure. Are they the purifiers?
The Friends of Humanity.
Friends of Humanity. Were they separate from the purifiers, or were they?
Yeah. I mean, they're all.
They're all just like we're a militaristic group that want to kill.
Yeah, they're awful.
So they kidnap Roberto DaCosta.
Kidnap. First of all, incredible depiction of Roberto DaCosta. Incredible.
So accurate.
It was so Sunspot brought to life. It was Roberto DaCosta brought to life. I couldn't believe it. Like young him. It was so good. I have that in front of me right now, the scene. The building he walks into, the signage at the top says hip skating party. Like it's such clear bait. The Friends of Humanity put hip skating party on the building.
Yeah.
So yeah, they kidnap him
They kidnap him. He then goes to escape because he's in the danger room and Wolverine's like acting out. I do like, because it always used to be Scott was like, come on, guys, we all need to get together. And then Wolverine's like, shut up. I don't listen to anyone. Classic. And everyone's like, oh, Wolverine's so cool. But in this one, Wolverine's is kind of like, he's like, okay, dad. And you're like, oh, Wolverine's kind of a whiny bitch.
But he was in the original comic, if you go back.
But he was bitch. But we're now seeing it for what it really was. Like, we're now showing it like, you're a fucking whiny bitch. Get your shit together.
Yes. Whiny bitch. But I do want to point out that the way Roberto is saved and brought to the mansion is that incredible Cyclops fight scene where, like, really the first thing this show did was make you love Cyclops, which is like such a move.
Yeah.
That's such a move.
Yeah. He gets visor taken off.
That's later when he fights the executioner.
No, in the first one.
Oh my God, you're right. And then he goes, not.
He's just like, no, I surrender. Not. And just opens his eyes and blows up the whole entire thing.
Oh, did I laugh?
Oh my goodness. So that one, we established the purifiers. We finally see a bit of Roberto doesn't like to use his powers because he's ashamed of being as a mutant. He shows off his powers a bit. There's like a little bit of a romantic connection between him and Jubilee. I love seeing
that sunspot.
There's
that
romantic
sunspot
connections
energy.
Everywhere. We see the Gambit Rogue start having the connection. Jean yep. and Scott start having something going on.
It makes Wolverine jealous.
But yep. it ends with, intruder alert. It's Magneto. Magneto, which we've seen in the previews, it was shown in the trailers. Xavier, because he was a good fuck and he had to give everything to his lover, left his will. Everything in his will was left to Magneto. His lover. We saw his pictures.
Did you see
we
that
We saw
picture?
The pictures. We see the pictures.
That picture was a gay couple.
That yeah, straight people don't pose like that. Straight people don't pose like that.
Oh, so many people on Twitter are like, what, I can't take a picture with my friend? It's gay? It's gay.
Yeah, it is
no,
gay.
No, you can't.
You fucking faggot.
It is gay. Sorry. It reads gay. Gambit in that punk rock shirt in the kitchen. Yeah. What
is
it?
It's total, like, but it's earring magic Ken's outfit.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's gay Ken's outfit. It's perfect. And also, those were what, if you go back and look at Fresh Prince, go look at like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, they all wore those cups. That was what the style was. People are complaining like, why are you trying to make everybody gay?
Yeah, because those people are 18.
It's the 90s.
Those people are Gen Z Puritans.
Everything looked gay in the 90s.
Everything, the color, come on. Cross colors, come on.
Yeah.
Can we talk about them going to, can we talk about them playing basketball classic? And Gambit taking off his shirt and going, what
this
about
is my
Gambit's
real,
other
is
superpower?
My other superpower, my fucking hot body.
God, he's so hot. They're all the men in the show are just such sluts.
Yeah.
God, it's I fucking love it.
So fucking good. I also like that they really showed off like the old picture where you see Beast and Iceman and Angel.
Yeah, the original
five. Oh, that's
right.
And Mimic turned into Angel when he fell out of the plane so he could fly. Yep. I also love... Yeah, so then we have Magneto. So then we get to the second episode and Magneto is just like...
Wait. I'm sorry.
Did you have something more for the first episode?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Storm. That Omega scene.
That's in the second episode, isn't it?
Sorry.
That's in the second episode. So I was getting.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's the end of the first.
Oh, it is the end of the first. Oh, right. Because they find. Oh, wait. You're right. Because they go to Trask. They hunt down Trask. Okay. You're right. Okay. So let's talk about that. They go to Gyrick. Jean Grey uses Cerebro to pull out. But then she gets sucked into something.
Yeah. No. Like, let's rewind. Madeline uses Cerebro.
Okay.
And when
we're
does,
just straight up calling
she
her
wakes
Madeline.
Up. She wakes up the real Jean Grey, right? Isn't that what you think happened?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Now, do you think, because also she looked wet, do you think she was in the water like from when Phoenix formed? Are we going full on that?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, it does seem like she woke her up. But I do, this is the one of the things where it's like, this is almost a better version of Madeline.
Yeah.
Because Madeline, we had to have this. We had to have like, oh, you just happened to look exactly like her. And then
wow, you look a lot like her.
It was all these like weird coincidences.
And Scott was a bastard because he like got her pregnant and then left her for the real one.
Yeah. And they're cutting all of that out where he's like, no, she was saying she was Jean.
She was saying she was Jean. She has the same powers as Jean. But then they fight. And, you know, they're doing okay against the Sentinels, but there's one X-Man who's not there.
And this moment, me and Brett screamed at the exact same time.
I just can't. I heard your scream from literally across the country.
Omega level threat detected. And I just screamed. I'm like, is it for they? They're referencing Storm as, and she's the only one being referenced as an Omega. They're referencing Storm as the strongest mutant. As the fucking strongest mutant. And she's, I mean, even every, and she just fucking turned sand to glass.
Into glass.
And created a fucking tornado.
And then made a glass tornado.
Made a glass tornado and fucking ripped it all up. And they're like, okay, we're done. Like, and that's what's great is they set her up as so powerful to really hit home.
Yes.
What happens to her. Because even in the second one, she's like, even I think about, I would like to be human. I always wonder, but then I'm so glad I'm not. And you're like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. This has got like, I'm retiring tomorrow written all over it. Like, you did.
Yeah. And so Magneto, not only in the same outfit, but in the same fucking handcuffs as issue number 200.
Oh, that was giving Uncanny 200 cover.
Does the trial of Magneto with Miss Valerie Cooper. Love me.
With Miss Valerie Cooper, the Liz Cheney of the X-Men universe. Yes.
And so we have, he goes on trial and he's kind of, you know, setting up like everything I did was like you were attacking my people first and like kind of setting up his case. But then we have January 6th happens. We have a fucking
January 6th happens. I was, when I still believe that that guy was fired, like I was pretty stoned. And so I convinced myself, I wrote a story. I was like, this is why he was fired, because some higher up who was involved in this shit, like some higher up conservative was like, oh, the January 6th scene, fuck that guy.
Exactly. And so they're all fighting. The fight scenes are great. Storm and Magneto join. Oh, that, let's also talk about the circuitry powers.
Yes.
They're and doing Krakoan circuitry.
Very of the moment.
Yeah, he used all of his metal, formed these like kind of huge giant swords, and she electrified them and created this electric fence. But earlier, when they were fighting the Sentinels, fucking Gambit ignites Wolverine's claws, and he gives like a super boom when he like chops off one of the Sentinels' heads. So cool.
It was so cool.
I just want to say the animation level.
It's really good.
The animation level from the cartoon. We all know third season went out of control.
Yikes. But
this is, and you never see 2D animation anymore. That's the other thing is
right.
Being able to see high level 2D animation is just so
great. There was a scene where Jubilee was talking to Sunspot in the first episode, and just the way she looked and the way she moved, I was like, this animation is so good. It's so clean. It's so tight. And it's like doing right by these characters of color also. Oh, like Storm's complexion is dark and love and gorgeous.
Well, and Jubilee is Asian without She's being actually a fucking caricature. Because before she was just
she
white.
Looks great.
She was just a white girl. And so now she's like an Asian character, like which it's just it's so good. It's so good. And, but then the executioner comes along with a gun. Uh-oh, a gun. Guess who made that gun? Mr. Forge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe. We'll see.
He totally probably. Made that. He totally made that gun. And so he shoots.
Oh, yeah. Val Cooper, Forge, like that whole X Factor. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So she shoots. He shoots the gun. Storm jumps in front. And takes the shot defending Magneto. Magneto sees that she loses her power. He fucking takes Valerie Cooper, all of the people that have put the judges putting him on trial, and the executioner flies up in the air and basically is like, I could just kill all of you right now. But Xavier was my lover and we fucked and we were gay and we were gay homosexuals and I'm going to honor his wishes and I'm not going to kill you. And he ends up getting exonerated. Thanks, January 6th.
it was straight up January 6th. It was marvelous.
Yeah, it was really
good. The executioner is a proud boy.
And in addition to this, Wolverine's going to go and try and help. But Madeline, still thinking it's Jean, her water breaks. And she's like, oh, Scott.
Honestly, funniest moment in the show for me was, he's here. Who, Apocalypse?
I know.
Oh, the baby.
And he's like, oh, crap.
And then him driving the Jeep with the, I was like, because I am, like, I had my hesitation, especially after the conversation with Storm, where she was like, I don't want him to be a mutant. I was like, that is not Jean Grey.
Interesting. Yeah.
In no way is that Jean Grey. But driving through was hilarious. Just the idea of Logan and Jean Grey, like driving through the city in a Jeep with her pregnant.
But then she cuts to the hospital and the doctors won't perform on a mutant.
That got real.
This show got real. So this sometimes is like denying pregnancies. This is like getting.
This is denying medical
treatment to pregnant women. Oh, what is that referencing?
Right.
Girl, I was like hooting and hollering.
Bo DeMeo.
Rogue shows up, absorbs the knowledge of the OBGYN and delivers the baby.
That was another great no comic book husband moment. He was like, wait, she's got all his knowledge now? I'm like, yep. He's like, I thought it was just powers.
Mine was when she was like, and here's the baby. I'm like, hey, Nathan. And she goes, Nathan. I'm like, hey, Cable. And both of them, my
hey, Madeline.
Joe and his brother were like, Cable? And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking Cable, bitch. Oh, my God.
The drama of it. Like, watching Gambit watch Rogue come out of Magneto's room after the close-up of Magneto pulling her glove off for her and touching her hand, and then they cut to her leaving.
And Gambit seeing it and being super fucking pissed.
And he drops a card. Did you notice what card it was? It was the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, shit. See, I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? The second episode, we're having people catching affairs. Like,
right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're having originals show up and be like, bitch is a clone.
Yeah, before the real Jean Grey shows up, Storm leaves.
She leaves. She leaves a lovely note.
And so Storm, in addition, she's going to go off, you know, get a leather vest.
Find Forge.
Leather vest and a spiked collar. I really was disappointed that they already showed Callisto and the Morlocks going to Genosha.
But I think that was setting it up.
So I'm just hoping, like, I still want that battle to fucking happen.
I wonder if they're still going to bring, they showed you the Morlocks to set up them being supporting characters in whatever they're going to do with the Storm story.
Because let's talk about the evolution. Because Storm, I almost forgot. Storm did not get the Mohawk because she lost her powers. She already had the Mohawk. Storm deciding to leave and ditch the goddessness. It really kind of starts with the Morlock battle, because in the Morlock battle where Callisto steals Angel and is going to rape him and marry him, and Storm finally is like, I'm going to battle you. And she's like, haha, let's do it. You don't kill. It's a battle to the death. And then Nightcrawler's like, you're going to lose as soon as she realizes you don't kill. And Callisto fucking flips a knife and Storm just fucking catches it in the air and then fucking uses her cape to pull her hands up and fucks and stabs her in the heart and kills her. And all the X-Men are like, wait, what the fuck? Did she just kill somebody? That was the moment where Storm is like, I'm sick of this goddess shit. I want to be me. And that shit is all going to happen in this cartoon. And I am so excited for it.
There's so many interesting things.
Is she going to meet Yukio?
Right.
And then she's going to meet Forge, and then they're going to fuck, and then she's going to be like, wait, what's this gun you made? Bitch, I just let you nut in me, and you made the gun that got rid of my powers? All of that's going to be in the cartoon?
There are two episodes There are two episodes called Life Death Part 1 and Life Death Part 2. Like, they're doing all this shit.
Fucking good.
All this shit. I have such faith in the people who made this show.
All I know is that these first two episodes were so good that I'm now, my expectations are just so high. There's no way they're going to do everything that I want, but I'm just like, they're doing everything I want. They're doing everything I want.
My friend who works for comicbook.com has seen the first three episodes, and she texted me today. She goes, "You have no idea. Episode three, you have no idea."
Fuck. What's episode three? What's episode three called?
Oh, let's look at that.
Can we look it up? What were the episodes called so far?
My X-Men was the first one.
Yes. What was the next one?
So it was To Me, My X-Men, and then Mutant Liberation Begins. The next one is Fire Made Flesh. So we're doing fucking Inferno.
Fuck.
We're doing fucking Goblin Queen. We're doing it.
Because clearly Scott, but this is the thing, is what's going to make Madeline turn? Because Scott, we're not letting Scott be the asshole.
What if Madeline was just like evil the whole time?
She knew.
Yeah, I think like that's what they're doing. I think Madeline is like, nah, I've been an evil clone the whole time. I think that's where this is going.
Maybe that's when he was like, go into Magneto's brain, where she's like, I don't trust it. He could change his mind at any minute. Maybe she knew that Magneto would be able
Magneto would be like, who the fuck is you? Right.
Who the fuck is you? Magneto suddenly from New York. Who the fuck is you? But yeah, there's just so many things that are going to happen, that could be set up just for hundreds of episodes of just good stuff.
Of just good X-Men-ing. Because like, I mean, this is very much Kevin Feige having the X-Men. And this is very much Kevin Feige hiring Beau DeMeo on purpose and being like, make it gay.
But that's the thing is, if this is the test of like what will make a good X-Men movie, girl, do you not see how good this is? And this is the thing is, you don't have to, you have all the stories, you have all the characters. Just do those stories and those characters. Of course, yeah, we're changing the timelines. This is happening all at the same time. We have to, maybe this character is doing that instead of that
character. But they're keeping the heart of each story.
What made the story interesting. And that was where all of these movies fell apart, is these fucking directors and writers were like, you know what, I want to do my own spin on it.
Wouldn't it be cool if like, nope.
Wouldn't it be cool if Jean Grey just killed Cyclops off screen? Nope. No, it wouldn't. That would be terrible.
Would it be cool if Rogue decided to get her powers taken away voluntarily? Nope, that would suck.
Also, here's the other thing. Rogue needs to fly and be strong. That's just like...
That's it.
Don't bring in a wimpy Anna Paquin Rogue. There's one thing that I'm missing. There are two things that I'm missing in this. No, three things.
Okay.
There's three characters that are just so dear and dear to me. And I know they aren't part of the group, but they are part of the other cartoons, which in some ways I connected to more. So I will say I am missing a Kitty Pryde presence.
Yep.
I am missing a Nightcrawler presence. And I'm missing, we did get to see a little bit of Colossus, and I'm missing a little bit of Colossus. Yeah. And Colossus, I just recently rewatched the Colossus episode of the original X-Men comic, which was cute. But yeah, I would love for them to make another appearance because they're so near and dear to my
heart. One of those characters I know we're definitely getting, and in fact, they are going to be a fixture of the show. Like, they're going to join the team, I think.
Okay. But
they're definitely in it.
I'm just going to show. Can I guess? Do you know?
Yeah. In fact, I saw there's a photo or like a frame going around. Well,
don't tell me. My hope is that if Emma Frost is showing up, I would love it that there's Hellions and her trying to get Kitty Pryde into the team. Am I wrong? Or is it just Nightcrawler?
You are wrong. It's Nightcrawler.
I mean, I love Nightcrawler. Okay, that's great too. But come on.
But
that would be amazing.
The image that's going around, it's of Nightcrawler with, like, he's hugging Rogue and Gambit, like one arm around Rogue and one arm around Gambit. And they're all like big smiles, big laughter on their face.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a sibling relationship between Nightcrawler and Rogue.
Yay.
It felt like it when I saw that image. So I hope so.
Ah, that would be amazing.
Oh. So they have set up Emma. That flyer for the Hellfire Gala.
Right.
Did you catch it?
Right.
Yes. They showed you, they chose to show you a flyer for an upcoming Hellfire Gala. That was a choice that they made. So, and they know what the people want. They know what they got with her. She's coming.
Do we know who the voice actress is for her?
No, she was awful. Wasn't she like, I am going to destroy you.
No, I mean, but for this upcoming one.
No, I don't even have confirmation that she's like in it.
If they're going to do a Hellfire Gala, they should have fucking Emma Frost in it.
I mean, who's to say they're going to do a Hellfire Gala? Because it could have been an Easter egg.
Is that season two?
If Emma Frost shows up, you will hear my screams from LA. You will. It will be at our frequency. You know that high-pitched frequency that only you and I can hear?
It's so fucking good. I really want...
the sound of our voices.
I really want that, but that's the other thing that's bad is there's only 6 more episodes. I want 22.
I know. And if Bo DeMeo is not part of the show anymore, like, yeah, like you said, I'm like, let's cherish what we have right now. This is going to be like, and you know what the best part? All of this is happening while we were feeling in such a funk, in such doldrums with the books.
Yeah, the X-Men are kind of dying down to reset to a new stage. And even the new stage of what I saw, it's not Krakoa. It's kind of just like, and now they're just like, they're in Chicago and they're in Alaska.
I do like that they're all spread out.
I do, but it's not anything epic or like, oh my God, this is going to be mind-blowing. It's like, oh.
It's back to, yeah. Yeah, it's back to just being, okay, there's a few teams and those teams have characters on them and that's the thing. Yeah,
where this cartoon has given me life.
Life. I think this cartoon, it really has activated something in everybody. People are happy again.
Yeah, I've not seen on any of the TikToks or reviews or anything, I've not seen one person. The only people that say bad thing are crazy incels that are like, it's
like... Oh, they saw Gambit's shirt and they went berserk.
Yeah, but that
good. Die
feeds
mad.
That feeds me. I love it when that happens.
Die mad. Yeah. Who cares? It's for us anyway. They're ours. I put too much goddamn time in. I own 51% of the X-Men. What a delight. So we're going to record again in a few days and talk about the books.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of books to go through, especially X-Men Forever, which was like...
Why is that not just Immortal number 19 or whatever?
And also, why was it not released like a month and a half earlier?
Right.
When I was like...
thanks for all the explanations.
Why don't we know anything? And they're like, oh, this is all that happened. And
here.
Okay, thanks, bitch. Okay. You could have told me this before. There was no reason to tell this later. Anyway.
They didn't know it then.
They're still figuring it out.
Still figuring it out. Building the plane as it's taken off.
Well, guys, you need to watch it. If you have not watched X-Men 97, watch it. It is so fucking good.
What a goddamn delight. Storm busts in that place and she's like, oh, you rich white man, you better listen to me if you want to live. Right? I died. They did January 6th.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it should be called X-Men January 6th. Can that be the name of our... That should be the name of the episode.
X-Men January 6th. They did the insurrection. I'm dead. Okay, I'm over it. Woo. All right, well, buckle up. This show is never going to be better. You are witness the prime of comic book queer's legacy. This is it. during the run. You thought we were shining during the Krakoan era, the beginning of that. Just you wait. Buckle up. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, the next few weeks, we're going to be jizzing all over the place.
There is going to be dick on main in this show.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in a little bit, and we'll talk about the X-Men books and also another cartoon that I love that I'm going to force Brett to try and catch up on, a little something called Invincible.
Love it.
And we like to talk about these things because we are gay. And there's a reason that we're gay. Why are we gay, Brett? Can you explain it to them?
Well, because listen, you know how all the male X-Men are a bunch of sluts?
Yes.
Well, that's because they're part of comics in general. Right. And if you read comics, makes you queer. So bye-bye.
Bye.